seems to have, it seems to be the same land value that the assessors used in upping the other ones. So it's a question of somewhat topography, I guess. The school district. I wish we could do something about your percent, guys. It's been at a low level for a lot of years, and we're trying to figure that out. I mean, certainly.
I mean, we understand that, yeah. and we understand it that there's, you know, everything's going up. But that, you know, eight and 5,000 percent is pretty steep.
It is, but the percentage is not something we can really take in. But, you know, I'm trying to figure out if your values out there. I mean, I think what we're trying to figure out as a board is whether your value per acre is reasonable for that particular plot of land. I assume you guys don't have any comparables or anything like that.
No, okay. No, we don't.
Because we kind of
nothing right in that area. I think there are things more in the Bear Creek area, which is again a different topography, mm-hmm. and everything.
Well, we have to look at another property today that is like. All combined, like 4,300 acres, is that right? So it's an amazing, yeah. Amazing plot of land north of northern part of the county.
What was the STC ruling on Empire's land that was normal? Was it 4,000 an acre?
I can't remember what that was. Do you? Was it 30?
No, but I mean, we did a land study. We've done everything that we're supposed to do. You verified it through the MLS. And again, we only took away the productivity subsidy on this, which should not have been on there. They've gotten a gift from Taney County for years. And so, how do you make this fair across the county if you keep trying to change it for every single person who cries?
I do think that the land study doesn't include properties that are undesirable and have not been sold.
Thank you.
But there are, everybody's a taxpayer. You're a taxpayer, she's a taxpayer, I am. And at a certain point, you've got to equalize it out because we're not doing paid appraisals on these properties. We do assessment appraisals. Those are different. And for taxpayer purposes, they need to be equalized.
We agree. I understand that, but there is no one's going to pay that.
But you understand, even if I put it down at a buck an acre, people would come in here crying because their neighbor is 50 cents. And so we had to find something. That's why we did the land study. We had to find a number that seemed fair. And the way that we're taught as assessors through the state is, you know, to take all the sales that we can find throughout the highest and the lowest. And normally we're supposed to work off the median. So actually the land in Branson should be around $25,000 an acre. That seemed horribly excessive to me, which is why we went to the lowest, next lowest number.
But Branson, Walnut Shade, Marion Woods, Rockaway Beach are all in the same district, but they are not the same land, you know.
Well, we've got the lady out by the tree.
I understand what you're coming from.
We're going to put that back on.
I mean,
all of Taney County lives weird. And they all have electrical running through it. I mean, you can't just take that. I mean, that's just the way it works.
But it doesn't have any of those, in my opinion. It
does have a floodplain right in the building, though.
Yeah, but it's 100 acres. You're going to have a creek.
Anyway.
Yeah, so that's a harder argument.
Right.
It is a harder argument. And just so I want you guys to understand, and I know you haven't probably gone out because you've not been trying to sell it, but we've been talking, the board has talked to various developers and things like that about prices, and this 43, I know it sounds like a heck of a lot, but it's hard to find property right. That is just that much an acre.
Well, I understand that. The sad thing of it is that when you have a trust like this and you have so many different people involved, yeah. And they're out of state, they're going to just say the heck with it. And then what's going to happen to the county is you're going to have a lot more things like this happen, and they'll sort of requiring it to sell it, not unless we can, or some of us buy them out or something else.
We don't have that.
I have relatives in this county that said the same thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They have told me the same thing, that a lot of the property owners are going to probably just punt. And I get it.
Well, I mean, if you look, you drive now, you look at all that land that has been like ours, and the big for sale signs everywhere.
The one thing that you can do, regardless of what we decide to do this year, is put any kind of production on that. Mm-hmm.
We're looking into it.
Because that value is set by code of state regulations, and we don't even have anything to do with that.
So once we do something we're talking very seriously about it. We've got to check some fences
Because this has happened, everybody is talking about it.
Yeah. So what do we, once we do this,
provide proof to the assessor, the incoming assessor.
Take pictures. And just take pictures and provide proof to the assessor.
And the very next year.
Or if you have a contract for haying, somebody wants to hay it for their, whatever.
Well, there used to be some nice, a couple of them, but it's not. It's Chris's property. There were some meadows and stuff, but it's all grown up and everything else.
We just kind of have always left it so that they could hunt and all
that. Well, and we love you to have it, but also this will help the people of Taney County, and that's kind of what we're looking at. And also by doing this and equalizing things throughout the school district, again, it forces the school district to use that Hancock Amendment and roll those levies back. So we don't know what's going to happen at the end of this BOE session. What's been done could force the levy backwards, so you might not be where you thought.
The issues that the other stuff has, it's where it's located and all that.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be a hard time to do. I mean, I understand that. Okay, so I mean, I don't know what you guys think, but I think on that one out,
this country, exists.
I want to be.
What I'm saying, and that's why we're just trying to keep it.
I know, and we think that too.
I want you guys to understand that there are some properties that we have dropped from the land study values because of no legal access, so there's going to have money spent, mm-hmm. or they're literally a ravine, and there's nothing you could ever...
Well, and we do have some of the other land.
And some of this, with 100 acres and 80 acres, you're going to have some. So we get it.
Yeah.
You can hit south on going south on 65, and you can see right there at the 176 junction, there's that property you're talking about is right up to that large hill, let's just say, and that's where the boundary is.
Falls up,
And then just comes like this. So that's all I'm trying to say. And that's why Redford wasn't even that interested in it. He just wanted access for the road to 65. Mm. So.
Well, and again, the developers are paying more an acre for property they want to develop than they are for this too, is part of the problem we've got, because that's where land sales that we get that have come in, so it's part of the problem we've got. As citizens of the county, I hope you can tell this is hard for us to do, but I without some comparables and stuff, I don't know what the board wants to do on this. Is there a motion on this one?
Well, we definitely need to change 515 to ag.
And that'll drop your tax rate significantly on that one. We're going to do that one.
But you said 516, right?
515?
Yeah.
It's showing as residential.
The one that ends in 5.00, the parcel with 5.00 is the one that's residential. So is that it?
Yeah, it's showing me that. I think it's changed. So, I mean, that's got to change.
But on my list, it's 516. Okay.
Okay.
516 is ag. Go ahead, Jesse.
As BOE 515, I'd make a motion to change the classification from residential to agriculture, and to deny the claim on valuation. And then on 516,
Or you want to make it all as one motion?
I was just going to make it all in one.
Go ahead.
In 516, deny...
change in valuation?
Yeah, change in valuation.
Okay, do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, guys, we really, you understand, okay? It's tough on this one, but I think that going forward, if you just have a little production,
right,
you'll get into those ag productions, but this year's tough.
This year is tough.
And it needs to be as of January 1st.
And we're trying to be, understand when we're,
if we do change it.
We've, although we want to do something, we're trying to treat everybody
the same, exactly. No, no,
okay.
That's what's expected.
Well, the one that was classified as residential,
that's fixed.
It's ag.
And that should not have been residential.
Yeah. All right, guys.
All right.
Thank you. Did Saints Street Apartments ever send us any materials like?
Yeah.
Okay, it's in the file?
It is in the file, except for the 189.
There's what?
Oh, okay.
The MB, whatever.
She's the one we denied because she was trying to up her assessments?
We didn't ever get a hold of her.
That was
Mrs. Church.
Okay, what page is that?
Page 8 at the top, BOE 605.
Okay. Okay, Amlin, and is this, that's the Vineyards, okay.
Right, I'm aware of the 2022 one with my name on it, but that one I explained to David why that one was put in.
That one doesn't have
anything.
We're talking about page 8,
top of
page 605.
Okay. Amblin. To the Vineyards.
All right.
Yes, this is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. Is now a good time?
Yes, but may I apologize that I didn't get your phone. I mean, my phone didn't ring. So I went to Verizon, they checked it. They said, oh, it was on. What is it? Do not disturb, it on. But I haven't put it on. I think it happened by maybe I touched it by accident.
No, it's
I apologize. I'm so thankful that you tried to get this for me. I appreciate the opportunity that you will listen to my case.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. Those things happen. First of all, what's this an appeal on, just valuation or
classification?
This is the Vineyards, that 2011 that was
right
in there that we had to correct.
Is it valuation or is it classification or both? It doesn't have anything checked.
It says exemption.
Exemption. Okay. Can you, is this a property that you have down here that you stay in, or it's a nightly rental, or what is it?
In the 2910 Parkway, Benson, Mississippi. Can you hear me, sir?
Sort of, yes. Go ahead.
Yeah, and because the property tax took to increase, but you probably have the way that you assess it, but for me, for the real deal, you know, I get out from the rental, vacation rental property because the market is very low now because we have so many supplies. They keep building the condo. When I first start on 2021, I can have 3 nights, you know, maximum, and the price that I quote is, except they don't mind at all. But now, we have to take one night, and the price is very low, and the reason I get out of the business because of my health also. So I know my neighbor, you know, they are trying to sell it. I call the realtor because the number D that the request that I have is from the realtor. So I talk to them. They said, yeah, at the Vineyard condo, people put it on for sale, a lot, over 20 units, but nobody